We want to look now at one aspect of this week's confirmation hearings for President Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr. He tried to reassure Democrats in particular that he wouldn't stop the Mueller investigation, but he raised new concerns after saying that he could conceive of situations where he might put a journalist in jail. Of course, President Trump calls media the enemy of the people, the phrase used by dictators Stalin and Mao. There was another moment that caught our media critics' ear. NBC News telling its network journalists not to call Republican Congressman Steve King's comments about white supremacy racist. They were told attribute that to other people, an edict that NBC retracted after it was revealed by the Huffington Post. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
And I want to listen to first some of Barr's testimony, the point we were talking about, so people can hear. It was when the Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar asked Barr, as she'd asked Jeff Sessions before him, about press freedom. He took a bit to answer. Let's listen.
I think that, I know there are guidelines in place. And I can conceive of situations where, as a last resort, and where a news organization has run through a red flag or something like that, knows that they're putting out stuff that will hurt the country, there could be a situation where someone would be held in contempt.
Not exactly, a ringing endorsement of freedom of the press, but there was a memo written by former FBI Director James Comey. And according to that memo, President Trump once joked about jailing journalists. So your thoughts?
Well, I think we have to look at it in a couple of different ways. There's a sound to me. I mean, let's remember William Barr was the attorney general for a bit under President George H.W. Mm-hmm. Bush. He's held that office before. It sounds to me of a man very much keeping a door open rather than hurtling headlong down a particular path. But it is disturbing for those of us who believe in freedom of expression and concern about freedom of the press that he's not shutting that door entirely. The question, of course, seems to be raised around the subject of reporter sources, whether they have to disclose it. There were reporters who Matt Cooper, then with Time Magazine, was on the brink of being sent to jail for refusing to disclose a source in a case involving the chief of staff to then Vice President Dick Cheney. Obviously, New York Times reporter Judy Miller did go to jail for, I believe, more than 80 days in contempt. Mm. The question, though, also, when he said passing red flags and things could be harmful for the nation, there are times where federal officials say, please don't publish anything. This is a problem, and you could hear that on national security issues being raised, although I think it's very unlikely this attorney general would be likely to do that.
Yeah. Talk about Congressman King's comments and NBC's reaction. The email that NBC sent out was obtained by HuffPost contributor Yashar Ali. In it, Susan Sullivan, senior employee in Standards Division, wrote, "Be careful to avoid characterizing Congressman King's remarks as racist. It's okay to attribute to others, as in what many are calling racist or something like that." And, these are comments like, Mexicans have big calves because they're drug runners, or Mexicans are dirt, or we can't have a country built on other people's babies. Some journalists tweeted out, that's the definition of racist. Your thoughts?
And also, in this case, he was saying to Tripp Gabriel, the New York Times, when did white civilization, when did white supremacy become a problem? Why is that a problem? White supremacy, of course, as you suggest, also the very definition of racism. I think this was a moment where the pushback on social media and other journalists to say this is something that NBC News needs to take ownership of. They can call balls and strikes. They can do more than say others are calling things balls and strikes. In this case, they were forced to do so, and I think they were right to reverse it.
Yeah, is it one of those examples in the few seconds we have of – we've talked about this, especially during the 2016 campaign – of sort of false journalistic fairness?
I think it's reflexive journalistic seeming neutrality and detachment in a way that at times does jeopardy the information they're trying to convey.
Yeah, when you should say – call something what it is. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.